the M23 was in popular meeting today, which is the first meeting since they took the control of the city of Goma. The Goma stadium was full of people singing, welcoming M23. The leader of AFC, Corneille Nangaa, gave a speech and got many people. Even now, young people are still registering themselves to join M23 forces in order to continue the what they call now the revolution.
So several thousand people actually attended this stadium meeting, and M23 used it as a recruitment mechanism to attract young people to M23. That's what you're saying?
Exactly. I can't be sure with the number. Many people, thousands of people were in the stadium. And when they called for young people to join their forces, many people registered. And there were around 500 young people came to register themselves to join M23 Army.
Jafar, breaking the ceasefire, it had declared unilaterally, M23 seized the South Kivu mining town of Niababwe, which we talked about yesterday when there was fighting. Has Niababwe now under the complete control of M23?
Exactly. The city of Niababwe is under M23 control, and not only Niababwe, they advanced in the night and this morning. They took the control of the city of Nyamukubi and also Bushushu. Nyamukubi is where last year rain smashed all the houses in the city because flood killed many people. So M23 are in the mountains of Nyamukubi and Bushushu. They have already passed Niababwe. So Niababwe, Nyamukubi, Bushushu are now under M23 control. FRDC positions are in the center of Kalehe, a city called Ihus.
And Jafar, is it true that according to humanitarian and local sources that Congolese forces were bracing for an assault in the town of Kavumu, which hosts the province's airport and lies about 30 kilometers from Bukavu?
According to my sources in Kavumu, it's not like that. Forces are in Ihusi, which is the last city of Kalehe territory before starting Kabare territory. And Kavumu is in Kabare territory. But when flying, some soldiers didn't stop in Ihusi, they continued till Kavumu. And they were shot in Gonea. That's what panicked population. And people thought that fighting reached them in Kavumu. But for now, fighting are a bit far from Kavumu, but I don't know for how long.
And lastly, Jafar, there seems to be so much negative sentiment towards the Tshisekedi government because, according to reports, in the crowd, in the stadium, several people were wearing T-shirts saying, governing North Kivu differently. Are people gravitating now towards M23 as opposed to the Kinshasa government?
It's 50-50. I personally talked to many people. Some of them are on the M23 side and others to the government of Kinshasa. But I can say the majority still want the government of Kinshasa, but they want them to negotiate with M23 as people are tired, are fed up with the war.